Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Michelle Erbo, and you're listening to the first episode of Surviving the Shift. And joining us this evening is my special friend, Hay House author Sharon Quirt. Before I introduce Sharon, I'd like to share with you a bit about the show. The show was really, it's very divinely inspired, and if you haven't read the story behind its creation, I encourage you to check it out. On my website is a tab called About the Show, and it really tells in depth about how the show was started, because really over the past several years I've had a very incredible journey, a roller coaster ride of synchronicity. It's been fabulous, and one of the synchronistic events led me to this wonderful show and forum, and I am so happy, so thrilled to bring this to you, because I think that the world needs this, a platform to just bring spirituality out on the table, to talk about it. No fluff, no airy-fairy stuff, just, talking about it, bringing it out in the open so that we can find our own truth. Because really, I'm not going to shove anything down your throat. I'm not going to, force any information on you. But I really think that we need to have this forum to bring information to light so that we can find what resonates with us. So really, that's the gist of the show. Myself, for the people who don't know me, I'm an intuitive numerologist. I'm located in Fredericton, New Brunswick, way up here in little old Canada in the Maritimes. I do readings, I do workshops. I really love to inspire people to live their best life. That's really what I'm all about, and that's really my underlying drive with the work that I do. So I don't have any advertisements tonight. I really tried hard to get some advertisements, some sponsors, but it didn't work out, so I took that as a sign that it really wasn't meant to be. So we'll just go right into the show. I'll introduce Sharon. Sharon is actually a fellow New Brunswicker. She comes from New Brunswick. She's living in Ontario now. Sharon is an intuitive counselor, and she counsels individuals throughout the U.S., Canada, Europe, and South America. She's helping people discover the art of living joyfully and with purpose. She really is a shining example of someone who's living on purpose and living with their ego in check. And she's just a wonderful soul. I'm so glad to know her. She's co-authored the book called The Keys, Open the Door to True Empowerment and Infinite Possibilities. So I'll bring Sharon on. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you for having me on your show.
No problem. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, I love the intro that you gave me and everything that you're doing. And first off, let me just say, I absolutely have to congratulate you on taking the stand to create this amazing show and a platform for people worldwide to actually hear what fellow New Brunswickers have to say, and also an opportunity to learn how and what real, true, practical spirituality is about. So congratulations on your show. You must be so proud.
Thank you so much, Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pleasure to have you on the show, and I would love to discuss your book, because I've read it, and I think it's just fabulous, absolutely fabulous, because I think that it fits so well with the theme of the show, because it's written from such a practical aspect. Do you want to give us a summary about the book, what it's all
about? Sure, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. The whole idea about the book really was based on practicality and a simple way of achieving mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual wellness, and the four-step path to helping people really get there. The book is broken down into four different chapters, which we can go into in further detail, but it really talks to letting a person realize and know that we all live with some form of ego and how it was trained, and we're not talking ego as an egotism, but that inner voice, that chaotic voice that keeps us believing that we can't or we shouldn't or we're not good enough to do something that although we want to, it keeps on telling us we can't. And this book really is a way of helping people get past that controlling ego's voice and turning that volume down so that you can really, truly live an absolute life of divine freedom. And, you know, this is a, you know, I'm so glad you enjoyed the book, I have to say. And I'm very, very proud of what myself and Denise Merrick, my co-author, wrote, because it really is what I employ in my life as well. And I think more and more people in today's society have come to terms with the fact we need to change. We need to change ourselves for ourselves, and we need to make our world what we need it to be. So thank you, and I'm so glad you enjoyed the book.
Oh, well, it was a pleasure reading it. I'm so glad you sent it to me, because really it resonates so completely with me. And I love the part of the book that discusses the fact that we're never going to get rid of ego. It's not something that we can, you know, kick out the door. It's going to be with us because it's part of our human aspects. And as long
most
as we're
certainly
in this form, we're going to have that ego. We just need to work with it and not allow it to dominate. So I really like that, because there are a lot of people who think that we should be living completely without ego, egoless, and that's just not possible.
It's most certainly not possible. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I have to agree with you. And the way the book is written, we're not saying that you're ever going to be without ego. We're always saying that that voice within yourself is somehow going to be challenged. And your training in the past is probably going to come up at some other point based on whatever experiences you're having in life. And so learn to turn the volume of that ego down so that it doesn't actually dictate to you what you can and cannot do. Just when it is very strong and when it is being forceful, we're teaching you, and through the book, how to actually turn it down. We're giving you the keys, the tools to use, basically. You know, sometimes I have to admit, I think some ego might be of a benefit to some people. When, if it's your ego that's trained about fears, and those fears are relevant and true, maybe in that aspect, yeah, maybe some ego is important. So, but yeah, definitely people cannot get rid of their egos. That is definitely one thing I've learned over the many years that I do the work that I do. Ego will be present.
Exactly. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, what you're saying is that ego, you know, is helpful because it's more like a tool rather than something, a nasty annoyance that we need to get rid of. It's more like a tool.
Absolutely, for sure. You know, and that's the one thing, like when we wrote the book, we were actually going through the different keys, and it's called the ask, the awareness, the acceptance,
yeah,
the forgiveness, and the freedom. Once you're aware of something, once you're aware of the fact that your ego is in control and there are issues that are, you know, stopping you from believing in what you can do, when you become aware of the fact that maybe your training from your past, or maybe even your religious beliefs or the education or media are controlling your mind, and you're not really thinking for yourself, you're thinking based on what everybody else told you, when you become aware of that, the ego then wants to battle you, and sometimes get a little, you know, it gets a little bit stronger. But it also gives a person a chance to say, hey, you know what, I've always wanted to be, say, an artist. And that artist then can really drive within themselves an ability to say, I can do this. I'm sure you've had things in your life yourself, Michelle, where you've had the experiences that you wanted to do something like this radio show, and you just knew it was right for you, and you were not going to stop until you've achieved it. The ego was not in your way. And even when it was, you probably stood up even stronger against it and said, I'm going forward. You must
Absolutely.
Have, because here you are.
That's right.
Well, that's what this book teaches. It teaches people how to do that, how to have the guts to get there, how to take the chance, the risk within themselves, and tell that ego to shut up and move on, create more. And that's really where the basis of the awareness part of this chapter really takes you. It helps you understand who you truly are. What is your purpose? I'm sure right now you're thinking, or have you thought, what is your purpose? Is it being a radio announcer? Well, that's one of them now. Obviously, you're here.
Yes, yes. You know, I'm coming to know, you know, slowly, the more aware of myself I become, the clearer things become. It's. I guess I'm less lost as I go, as I become more and more aware of who I really am, and shedding those past beliefs and all those, you know, the past baggage, and just, you know, focusing on, okay, who am I today? Who, you know, minus all of those other things that I went through, who am I now, and what do I want to do going forward? And it just becomes more clear as time goes on.
Yeah, and, you know, the wonderful thing about evolving through your own life, and if you're conscious, and if you're living in an authentic self, a self-life that is not dictated by anybody else's ideas or opinions, you really get to a point in your life where you're able to look back and go, okay, that was tough lessons, but I know now that all of those lessons were necessary to serve in this life purpose, hence making me, you know, the teacher, the healer, the communicator, the doctor, the lawyer, whomever you are. And it's made and it's molded you into who you are, but if ego has any sort of control over that belief, a lot of people never get there. And I'm sure there's listeners all over the place tonight that are actually thinking, hey, you know what, maybe it's my turn. Maybe I need to actually start listening to my inner self instead of my ego's voice. And maybe I need to find that voice inside of me that really knows who he or she really is. And that's what this book really does for people, and that's why we wrote it, because for the last 17 years I've been telling and teaching people how to actually wake up and become aware of who they truly are, that authentic inner spirit. You yourself, you know, as being a numerologist, an intuitive numerologist, people most certainly come to you for directions to find out what and who they are.
Yes.
And it's, once you find that out, it's amazing how empowering it can be.
Isn't it? Yeah, it's just, I love my work. I love what I do because it's, you know, it's helping, I guess, it's helping other people find their own truth. You know, I'm not going to say this is what you should be doing. You know, it's almost like a gentle nudge, you know. It's showing them their true self and saying, well, this is who you are and this is your potential. You know, run with it. You know, spread your wings.
And I think as well, in everything that we do, and I think that's where the umbrella of spirituality really needs to be open for people. Nobody under the umbrella of spirituality or like the holiness of spirituality really has the right to tell you what to do or what is really occurring, but only how to direct you or to give you a vision of what potentially can be. A side positive, B side negative. And if you're guided properly and through this process of awareness, if you're guided properly from within your own self, you're ultimately going to find that self in with yourself that is able to be the very best. You know, there's so many things that people dream of, but they never take the chance. They always say, well, Mom told me I should just be a nurse because she was a nurse. Or, you know, my father's a dentist, I should be a dentist because that's what they've trained me to be. But deep down inside of them, there's that lost little self that says, but I've always wanted to be a lawyer or a police officer or so-and-so. In awareness, that's what we really want to help people through, is to figure out how to find that self. And we guide people to write a letter in there as well, and it's a self-reflection letter, really, and it helps people understand who they are from within their own minds, not trained by other minds. And I'm sure in your own life you've had experiences as well, Michelle, where you've, you know, thought that's what you wanted, but then later on look back and it's like, well, that's what my parents wanted, or that's what my religion said I should do, or, and you know, or even media.
Yes.
Have you had that in your life?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I find the letter idea such a great idea because I know in my own life I've hidden from or almost dodged the bullet, so to speak. You know, I would say, well, yeah, I'd want to do this, but, and then I'd just leave it to the wayside. But the letter really forces you to write it all out, get it out, and just not play the procrastinator. It really, you know, puts it in, you know, black and white, literally, on paper and shows you, you know, it lets it flow. It really lets, you know, what you want to do, who you are, right on paper. And it's so, I think it's such a great idea.
Well, you know, when we were putting the book together, because I've been doing that for so long with clients and helping people find that that self within themselves, I really thought if we actually gave a letter or, you know, a copy of a letter in the book that you could follow, kind of a way to sway your mind to opening up so that you knew what somebody else was experiencing. And when we're asking these questions, you know, who am I? Who do I want to be? Who do I want to become, basically, when I'm no longer controlled by ego? I found that when we were putting it together, I myself was evolving through some things that I thought that I had completely released, but oh, guess what? Ego still had control over that, and I had to actually go through the process again. And so with doing the letter and writing the letter again for myself, although I've done it like 19 years ago, I went through it again, and I realized, wow, I was holding on to something that was 25 years old, and it was negatively affecting the way I thought about myself, and it was altering my ability to communicate openly and honestly with very many people in my life about my true emotions. And once I've done this, and once I've completed this book, and once I've completed this program, I realize now I can just be me, and that's what I want people to get from this, and Denise wants people to get from this. Just be the real you, that inner you. And that's hard to find for some people. It's surprising how hard it is to find.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think your book is written so well because I think it reaches the audience that I want to reach, which are those people that, I guess, are starting from scratch or that really haven't skimmed the surface of spirituality or finding their own spirituality within. You know, those people that are just, I guess, you know, the most lost, I guess you could put it in that term.
Yeah, I wonder if it's the most lost or just the ones that are just awakening, just need to become aware. that are, I call them the grade 1 students versus the grade 13 students. And, you know, in this opportunity, what we were hoping to do is to reach out everybody, those that had advanced minds and those that had just the beginning minds, the toddlers, in spirituality, and made it as easy to read and easy to follow as possible so that every one mind could actually learn and experience and use it as life tools. You know, if something's too hard, you're not going to hang on to it. You know,
no.
Do you use physics every day in your life?
No.
No. It's hard. You can't apply it. It's very difficult to apply. But where we've actually used the keys in such a format that the people who are reading it and learning from it, it doesn't matter the level of education. It doesn't matter where you've been or what you've done in the world. Everyone is able to actually understand it. And that's, you know, to me, I think a valuable tool when you can actually take something on with no former, you know, formal education or even pre-acknowledgement or understanding of what spirituality was. As soon as you open this book, you're going to understand what spirituality is. It's simple truth. Being with yourself in spirit. That's it.
Yes. Yeah, I love it. Okay, so we were talking about awareness, and then the other keys are acceptance, forgiveness, and freedom. Could you briefly go through the other examples or the other keys, I guess?
Absolutely. So in acceptance, basically what you're doing is we're helping you release the judgment and releasing judgment so that you can actually move forward and become very accepting of who you are now. A lot of us, unfortunately, are so judgmental of our physical images, our emotional image, or, you know, so many people are judgmental of the fact that they're smaller, whatever they are. If you are accepting of who you truly are, you will no longer judge yourself and you will no longer judge another person. You'll become accepting. And that's what this chapter really teaches, is now that you are aware of who you are, why not accept that? Why not accept the fact that you are an artist living in a nurse's union, or vice versa? Maybe you haven't achieved that self yet, so look inside and become accepting of who you truly are. Release the judgment of everyone else in your life, including those that may have helped train you to think this way, and allow that to begin to move forward. Really become accepting totally, and we created affirmations throughout the book to help people on a daily basis to become very accepting of their soul identities. And I found that this was one of those little things throughout that I think really it helps people go, okay, I can achieve this. I can be accepting of me. And one of them that I really liked is I'm in total control over how I view others. I choose to be free from negative judgments of myself and everyone else. Very simple affirmation, but very powerful.
Yes, absolutely. This is the one for me that I've had the most trouble with, the acceptance, because I have had a lot of self-doubt, a lot of self-criticism, just not believing in myself and not accepting me for me and my talents and skills or whatever I have to give to the world. I just had a very hard time accepting that. So by far, this has been the one that I've had the most trouble with.
You know, it's so funny that you're saying that, Michelle, because I will say probably about 70% of people who are not exactly vain, who are selfless, find the acceptance the most difficult chapter to deal with, the most difficult chapter throughout life to deal with. And I say to you, if you can, in anything that you have done, look at something where you have achieved a sense of reward, such as giving, or you've changed somebody's life in a positive way, or you've encouraged somebody to change their lives in a positive way, you yourself should be accepting the fact that you've done something divine. Just on that one simple motivation, you are worthy of true acceptance. And I find too many people are so hard on themselves. They look at their image and they see all the flaws first, and they almost never see the beauty that is right there in front of them. I can see it, I can look at it, and I can tell you what it is, and you still won't see it. In acceptance, what it is, I want you to look inside of the real mirror, the mirror that shows you the inner being, the inner spirit, and I want you to accept that beautiful person, the kindness of your mind and of your soul. And that's what I think people really need to get in front of the ego. Is the ability to say, shut up, you're wrong, I am nice, and I know it because I've proven it to myself. That's self-acceptance.
Yes, I've come a long way. I can say that. I've come a long way. And, of course, it's always a work in progress. But, I've definitely taken some leaps forward with the acceptance portion of it, and it's really opened everything up for me. Things have been flowing a lot better. You know, it just abundance comes to you when you're accepting, for sure. It seems to just open the floodgates.
And abundance not only in money, and, you know, abundance and joy and happiness and love and opportunity and spirituality and experience. There's an abundance in everything once you become accepting of your true self. It's amazing what it can open up for you. I truly do love the chapter in acceptance. It has definitely helped me become more accepting in my own life, coming from where I came from and the challenges that I had to get to the point that I am now. It's not been an easy journey. I'm not some, you know, lucky person who has a horseshoe, that's for sure. I worked very hard in this lifetime to become the person that I am. I've basically recrafted my identity based on my old ego and my new in-control ego, which is very, very, very silent. And when any voice comes up, I now know I have the key to turn it down. And the reason and how I do that is through forgiveness. And in the chapter forgiveness, you know, this is to me one of the most important things in people's lives. If you can actually use the key to forgiveness to free yourself from the past and release yourself from the trainings and the experiences of trauma or whatever it is that occurred that created that negative image of self, you're going to be able to create a life that for yourself will always be what you want. And that is one of the most difficult things for people to find is true forgiveness.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, forgiveness would be my second in line for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, forgiveness of, you know, myself for the things that I've done or, you know, people in my life, you know, forgiving, just releasing and letting go.
And that's the thing, forgiving. What really is forgiveness? I think a lot of people don't realize that forgiveness simply means we can't go back and change the past, that we can't exchange the experiences for another. We have to accept what it is that we have learned in order to understand that we have served in our life purpose, all of these things to teach us to be who we are now. Forgive those that have been in your past because, oh, wait a minute, they had to be there. They were supposed to be there. They were supposed to teach you and have experiences with you. And so why hold a negative experience or negative grudge or negative feelings towards something that you needed to become who you are now? And if something happens right now in your life that feels really negative, don't hold on to it. Don't hold on to the experience so much so that it becomes inside of you a trauma or a scar. Forgive it immediately. Understand that you've learned something and that experience is to serve with you in some other way and move on. So many people in today's world are stuck in the inability to forgive the past. And I call it the, you know, it's funny because it's the mommy, daddy, brother, sister, uncle, aunt, religion, media issues. There seems to be so much to be upset about. You know, and especially you and I know, and when you're really trying to make it in a world where you don't have a lot of support, a lot of people that really understand what you're doing, it's hard. It's very hard. But forgive them. Forgive them for not understanding. Accept yourself for who you are and be forgiving and forgive yourself. Understand that you as well needed to be where you were. You needed to have these experiences. You needed to move forward in your life and take on what you've learned and now forgive yourself. Because until you forgive yourself, you're going to keep on going back to the old ways you thought. And this is where I think in today's world, if we could be more forgiving, if we could cross our hearts and, you know, put it out there, I forgive Uncle Joe for hurting my feelings when I was 3 or 5 or 10, or my mom or my dad for not encouraging me, or the media for making me feel fat when I'm absolutely beautiful, or, you know, my ex-husband for saying, you know, you're lazy when I never stopped working. Those were also their opinions based on issues that they had. Now, the issues that you have are yours to choose. So forgive those experiences so that they don't keep you from moving forward. And I think that was my favorite key in this book.
Yes, yeah, for sure. I agree with you that they're, you know, of all the people that I've counseled or done readings for, I think the forgiveness would be, you know, right up there with the acceptance for sure. And you know, I've seen it in my own life. And especially the parental issues, I find, is a big one. And it's been a big one for me, too. And, you know, I recently let that go, and it's just been, you know, the floodgates are just opening so wide, you know, just forgiving that those past things. And if people could just realize that, that it's that simple, that, you know, it's so easy.
Yes, absolutely. You know, Michelle, and it is that simple, and as you know yourself, when you can finally say, it's okay. You know, I'm not asking anybody to read the book and then go knock on somebody's door and say, you hurt me when I was 14 and I need you to say you're sorry so I can forgive you. It's not about that. And
no,
it's not about saying it's okay, and it's not about in your mind accepting that what happened to you didn't have any value. It's the opposite. It's accepting and understanding and then forgiving the fact that those experiences were absolutely necessary, and they've carved you into somebody who's truly divine, truly strong, truly aware, truly capable. That's what this really is talking to. Forgiveness is a real difficult one for a lot of people.
Yes, yes, I agree.
It just becomes that over many years of poor training, I believe.
Yes, for sure. So the freedom key, this the freedom really, I guess, in the book says it's not technically a key, but a result of the other three. Is this the case?
It is. It's kind of like that master key. You know,
yes.
When you're looking at your keychain, you have the three, but the one seems to fit every door. And that's what
yes.
freedom really is. This key helps you to design the future or the outcome that you need based on the ability to be aware of who you are, accepting of your limitations and your capabilities, and forgiving everything in your life that has stopped you from seeing it before today. So in forgiveness, what you're able to do is actually create a full life of creation, the creation that's yours. And in here, what we're telling you as well is we don't want you to create now based on what your parents taught you. We don't want you to create based on what you've learned in TV that's best for you or that what anybody else, anywhere else thinks. We want you now to think for yourself. What do you like? So what is it that you want to create? I, in my own personal life, wanted to create the opportunity to not have to live in poverty. And so I moved away from New Brunswick. And I could have moved just around the corner from where you are, Michelle, and probably done quite well. But at the time, I had chosen my path. And I designed a path stating in my mind, I will never live this way again. And so I've lived a life of freedom. I create a life of freedom day by day by day by ensuring that everything that I'm doing is within my own reach. I set up goals and steps towards creating that freedom. So freedom isn't a place where you're going to live in some high mansion on the hill, and it's not a real dream. It's reality. It's bringing it back to reality. I don't live in a posh, you know, lifestyle. I live in a very simple, meek, very, very comfortable lifestyle because I don't need all of those things that the media says. I don't need what my parenting says and anything else. I just need what my soul needs. And I can actually be very happy and very comfortable in life with a very little bit of things around me because I've learned that from me, this is all I need. I just need my friends, my family, and I need the love that I'm able to give and to receive. And that's what freedom is. It really teaches you how to create the life from within yourself where you're happy, where your spirit and your soul are completely enlightened and empowered. That's what this book can do for anybody who is actually willing to take the time and go through the full chapters, do the work, spend the time with it. I'm telling people to take up to a year with, you know, because there's four chapters, take 3 months and really go through it, really think through it. Go through the actual steps of finding out who you truly are. What is your soul purpose? Who you truly need to forgive? How to accept that inner self? And then create, design the future that you want and start taking steps towards that. That's where, and I'm so grateful for the fact that, you know, Denise and I actually came together and created this book, and Hay House put us out there, and, you know, the words and the knowledge that I've actually learned over these years and how I can actually help other people achieve that, it makes my soul sing.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So, Sharon, where can everyone buy your book? I want to say first, though, that the book is a really easy read. It's a small, cute little book, so it's not overwhelming at all, and the chapters are laid out really well. So I encourage everyone to get a copy because it will change your life. So, Sharon, where can we buy this? Where
you can buy it through my website at sharonquirt.com. You can buy it at amazon.com.ca. It's amazon.uk, everywhere around the world available now. It's available at Hay House as well, and it's also through vividlife.me, which is where I do my own radio shows on Wednesday afternoon at between 2 and 3. Somebody's looking to connect with me at sharonquirt.com and or also on Facebook at Sharon Quirt.
Okay, Sharon. Also, if you want to just briefly talk about what you do, we're going to segue into doing a couple of readings soon, so I'd like everyone to kind of know what you do and what your readings are going to be about.
Well, the type of readings that I've been doing over the many years that I do them, it's 28 years now, are spiritual communication readings. So what that means is that I don't only connect to who surrounds you in spirit, but I connect to that inner spirit as well. I connect to your energy, and I can answer questions based on your past, or based on something that you're looking forward towards the future, or maybe even based on something that's occurring right now that you might be having challenges with. Over the years, I've learned that one of my strongest gifts is medical intuitive, and so I'm able to actually, if you ask the right question, if you're very specific, I'm able to look inside and find out what's going on and really let, you know, a person know what they need to do in order to heal the challenges that they're experiencing.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an eye-opener for me because I wasn't quite sure what you did. I knew you were an intuitive counselor, but yeah, it's fascinating. I've heard of the medical intuitive category before, but yeah, interesting. So,
well, I am Indian from the East Coast, and so my heritage is Mi'kmaq Indian and Norwegian, and so I'm born with a natural inherited, you know, visionary capability. And through many years, I've actually practiced and really paid attention to what it is that I can help people to achieve throughout this lifetime. And I do it based on my own soul belief, my own soul gift as well. So I truly believe that what I am doing is helping people to move forward not only in their own direction, but also in their soul, so that the next lifetime that they have to live, maybe to be a little bit easier.
Great. Sounds wonderful. I'll have to get a reading from you.
For sure, absolutely.
You were the native heritage. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yes, I am. Yep. From the tip of the East Coast.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So what we'll do now, since I don't have any commercial breaks, we'll just keep going here. I have a couple of callers on the line. So are you ready, Sharon, to take the first
caller? Sure, absolutely. For sure.
Okay. Let's see here. Hello? Who do I have on the line?
Oh, hi there. Are you speaking to me?
Yes.
Oh, hi. My name is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. It's Michelle, and I have with me Sharon.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Are you calling in for a reading?
Well, I was calling in a bit with a question because I was told I've got some throat chakra issues, and someone told me to do a regression in this lifetime, and I know how to do that, so... but I don't feel, my question is, do I need to go back and do forgiveness if I don't remember what happened?
Okay. Jennifer, where are you calling from?
Ontario, but I do have New Brunswick roots, so that's kind of funny.
Oh, very cool, very cool. So do I. Okay, so first off, if somebody's told you to do a regression therapy to assist you with a throat chakra, maybe what they're believing is there is something there that is affecting you in a very physical way that's still attached to something that has occurred. It can be very beneficial when it's done with somebody who has advanced practical service and experience in it, but I also caution you at the same time, because if you yourself don't feel that you need this and it's the right thing for you, you may be opening up a floodgate to something that you're not prepared to deal with. Normally, with the throat chakra, it's based on emotions. It's based on not being able to have your own voice heard in relationships, including family relationships, brother-sibling, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say in your situation, I would really like to see you do a chakra balancing and actually listen to your voice, listening to the throat, listen to your emotions, what you're really saying to yourself. And, you know, you push your emotions down. You let them come up to your throat, and then you push them down. I can feel that. And so when things are getting a little tense or things are getting a little scary, you allow the emotions to come up, and then you suffocate that. And so it's all getting stuck in there, and it's actually probably vibrating in such a level that you're not able to really be heard, not even from within either. So maybe sit back and do a chakra cleansing first. And if you then feel, maybe then it's time to do a past life regression and to see whether or not there's something there that did happen to you.
I was thinking about this lifetime regression.
Sure, absolutely. Past life, this time.
Okay.
So you have experiences in this lifetime that you don't remember that may have caused emotional pain. Is that what you think?
Well, when I did it earlier, I did go back to, you said sibling, I did go back,
mm-hmm.
I did my brother,
mm-hmm.
but then I saw this dog that I had no awareness of, it looked familiar to me, but it wasn't a dog that I knew. I suspect maybe he was doing something to the dog, and I didn't say anything or stop it.
Right, and typically that's a pain, that's a guilt, right? And so
mm-hmm.
you'll carry that in your throat. And throughout life, regardless of what the experience is, if you weren't able to soulfully protect yourself or somebody else, your throat will be affected because of that energy, because the feeling, the guilt. And so as you're getting older, if you have a lot of throat issues, and right now I can tell you that I do see a candida issue, which is just a natural fungus. A lot of people have it. It's not no big deal, basically. Mm-hmm. But that absolutely is affecting your throat as well. But there's also carcinogens in and around your workspace that are affecting you. And so you're also carrying two other issues, including an emotional issue in your throat. So you do have a very high negative vibration happening around the throat. And I would suggest you definitely do a cleansing, not only in the chakra level and the energy and spiritual level, but I'd definitely like to see you do a full physical, go to a naturopathic doctor and get what you need to take care of this.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
No problem, Jennifer. Great to meet you, and take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jennifer. Okay, so,
very interesting situation.
Yes, very much so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was neat to hear you do the reading and pinpoint it right on the money. So we'll take another caller. Let's see. Okay. Who do I have on the line? Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
Marie.
Marie. Hi, Marie. It's Michelle, and I have with me Sharon.
Hello,
hi,
Marie.
Hi, Sharon.
Marie, hello. Do you have a question for us?
First off, I want to say congratulations to Michelle on her debut of her show.
Oh, thank you, Marie. Thank you.
And just want to know if, Sharon, you see any issues with me medically.
Okay, so let's take a look. Marie, can I just get your middle name, not your last name?
Helen.
H-E-L-E-N?
Yes.
And, Marie, where are you living?
In Fredericton.
Okay. So, first off, I'm looking that definitely your immune system is wiped out right now. You aren't capable of actually maintaining your natural energy, so your flow, your natural body flow is very fatigued. I'm also looking internally at the reproductive organs as well. There's a lot of scarring going on, so either you've had a hysterectomy or you're pending some issues there because I can't get through a clear vision of what's there. Looking into also the pancreas, I'm looking at a blood disorder that is long-term exposure, both genetics on the male and female side for you. So right now, you don't feel like there's anything that's serious enough that I have to say, go see the doctor, take these tests, but you definitely feel weakened. You're not eating properly either, by the way, because your stomach is actually making my stomach turn. So you're not getting in your body nutritionally and nutriently what you need to really build your natural energy. So you need to take a conscious check, basically, of how you are serving your body right now. You're really low on your hormonal balance as well. Nutriently is your issue.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
You're so very welcome. You know, you have an easy fix there. If you need any more information, you're more than welcome to visit my website at SharonQuirt.com and also email me there, and I can definitely fill in the blanks for you as to what vitamin nutrients you might be missing because it's so simple. Okay?
Okay, thanks.
Good luck, Ellen. Marie, sorry.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was neat also. Neat how you can zero in on that. It's fascinating.
I've been doing this for 27 years, so I feel, you know, and very strongly for the last 11 years, day by day by day, you just evolve a deeper sense of connection to people regardless to where they are in the world.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with that. I mean, the more tuned in you are to your own spirit, the more you can tune into others. And I've seen that in my own work as well. But definitely, you've got years on me, that's for sure. Let's see, who do we have here? Hello, who do we have on the line? Oh,
hello.
Hello.
Hi, Michelle.
Yes, hi.
Hi, congratulations on your new show. Hi,
thank
Sharon.
You.
Hello.
My name is Dolly. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. My question is, I was wondering if my angels and or guides have any messages for me pertaining to my future spiritual growth.
Okay. Well, Dolly, first off, can you give me your proper first name from birth?
That is my first name.
And is it Dolly?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And may I have your middle name?
Kathleen.
Okay. So as far as spirits and also angels and spirit guides, you have a surrounding of teachers that are helping you now to become a stronger teacher. As you know, you've been evolving and evolving over, especially the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
You're becoming more aware of your own inner gifts and your own spiritual gifts as well. So you definitely have a journey towards becoming a teacher on a spiritual level. You definitely have to open yourself up and get some training, because you are definitely not blinded. You have a divine gift that needs to be, you need to be more aware of who you are and what you're capable of.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Yes, I am. I've worked on this actually ever since I was real little, going to New York and Lilydale. But through all my life's lessons and forgiveness and acceptance has really opened me up spiritually, even abundantly more.
But right now, the thing is I feel like you're still pulling back. There's this old rubber band from 3 years ago that's pulling you back, and you need to cut it. You need to release it. You need to have self-belief and move on, because we need you. People out there in Pennsylvania need to know that Dolly is able to teach now and that she's not holding back any further, that she's free. And you have that. You have an amazing gift. Go use it. Get that last bit of training that says, I can, whatever it is, if it's, you know, opening up your third eye or taking higher guidance in meditation, whatever teaching you need to get that ticket of belief. I need you just to go forward now, because we need your teaching. You're strong.
Okay. I'm finding that some people take it well. Some people are actually very open when I talk to them about being positive and visualizing and being open to the Creator and, you know, and taking care of Mother Earth. And I'm finding I'm also losing people.
Yes, and you will. The most.
But it's okay, right?
Yes, and it should be okay. And the most amazing gift in reality that you can experience through your own spiritual growth, those that are meant to be along the path with you will stand beside you. Those that have no longer needed to be on the path with you have already gone off. And those that are coming onto the path will be right there for you, waiting for you when you get up to that point. So don't worry. It's really okay. Especially that one female that seems to have some jealousy issues around you. Let her go.
Yes.
Just let her go. You're holding on to her, and you're stopping yourself from moving forward, and she's actually holding on to your coattails and stopping you from moving forward. Take off the coat, let her go. Okay, Dolly?
Okay, what would I teach?
Again, that's up to you. You're
okay.
A teacher. You're a divine teacher. Go and study something that feels good to you, that feels positive to you. Hold on, if I'm looking forward. There's several different avenues that you can actually teach. What I would say is I would like to see you look at something that goes to the form like of body talk communication.
Okay.
Okay.
Real quick, I was just kind of looking at hands-on healing. I don't know why.
That's
it's not something
talking.
I've studied,
mm-hmm.
but it just seems like it's there. I don't know why I keep
yeah.
it appearing.
Hands-on healing, body talk is a form of hands-on healing. And ultimately, it will allow you to experience and expand that the inner visionary that you are. So, you know, you just really need to choose the avenue. Like I said earlier, you need to find what it is and who it is that you are from within, and just choose whatever path you want to go on and just go. Nothing holds you back now. I really do like the hands-on healing body talk. It's the same thing, okay?
Okay, thank you, ladies.
You're so welcome.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
You know, she brought up a wonderful point there that I think we need to really just cover. A lot of people don't know how to actually deal with people in their lives that want to drop out of their lives when they begin to evolve, when they get to a point where they're, you know, they're mentally, spiritually advancing themselves. And I think it's really important that we, as you know, Michelle, and I know, sometimes it's better that they're not there, because they're stopping us from going where we need to be.
Yes, and, you know, I've had this prime example, again, with the parental issue, is, you know, we're taught that they're our parents. We can't cut them out. right? I mean, that's mm-hmm. that's what we're taught, and that's a huge one of those mental patterns that we have. And you know, someone mentioned that to me a while back, that, you know, it doesn't matter if they're your parents or your aunt, your uncle, whoever they are, if they're not serving a purpose in your life and they're bringing you back down to a level you don't want to be at, then it's okay to release
it
them.
It most certainly is.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and I think sometimes, too, people have to realize, even parents, just like friends, also may only be needed in your life for a season. You know, there's those that are meant for a season or those that are meant for a lifetime. Some of them sometimes are only written into your contract for a season. It's okay to say, thank you for what you've given me so far. I forgive you for what you've given me that I didn't want, and now I move past you. It's not saying goodbye. It's just saying, I don't need you any longer. I accept and embrace that I'm strong enough without you.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree. Okay, so what we'll do now is take one last caller. We have about 14 minutes left to the show, so
okay.
We'll take the one last caller. Let's see. Hello, who do we have on the line?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi. Who is this?
This is Louise.
Oh, Louise. Hi, Louise.
How are you?
Well, good. How are you? Welcome to the show. So do
well,
you have
congratulations.
A question?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I was just listening to the last conversation you were having about parents and siblings and friends and when you move on to the next level of your spirituality. I was very honest with my parents when I moved on with my Reiki practice and I decided to have my own business. I was very honest with them and thanked them for everything that they have given me, the base that I have now. And I was very honest in the sense that their negativity, and every time that I went up there, I felt this low energy. I told them that I could not spend any time with them until they were open to bring that energy level back up.
Good for you.
It was very difficult, but my relationship with the source, my relationship with Divine Grace is a personal one, and I told them that because of the base that I had through them, I was able to be strong enough to sit down with them and tell them how I felt.
Well, you know, Louise, you just said something that I hope everybody hears loud and clearly, because that is an amazing lesson for everyone to learn, that once you have a base from where you came from, which is exactly your roots, always remember that and be grateful for it, regardless of the positive or negative that you've received. Forgive it, accept it, and move on and build your own identity.
And that's what
I'm
I've
so
done.
Proud of you. Good for you. Fantastic.
Thank you very much. And I'm really proud of Michelle.
And you should be. So am I. I think that it's absolutely fantastic that she's chosen to take this leap and create such a wonderful place for people to communicate.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So thank you, and I'll continue listening.
Okay,
okay,
Louise, you didn't have a question then?
Well, my only question was, you talked about in your book about looking into your inner self. The
mm-hmm.
only blockage that I have right now is I have a hard time charging for my services.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
mm-hmm.
where the unworthiness comes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's
now,
still ingrained in me.
Okay. But, again, that is your ego's conversation. And that
yeah.
is from your training of your parents, unfortunately, because of the level of poverty that you came from and
okay.
The lack of givingness, too. There was definitely selfishness in your past. Not for you personally, but in receiving, you had a difficult time there as well. And you definitely had some emotional trauma that definitely kept you from believing now, even today, that you're even worth the work that you're doing. So you definitely need to look at that. You are giving an amazing energy out of your body and your spirit that is helping other people find an amazing energy out of their body and their spirit. That has worth. You have to put it in your mind that now, as of today, the woman and the person that you were, that inner self that was, truly no longer exist. You have raised your elevation and that vibration of self to such a high point that how could she possibly exist? And you deserve to be receiving. You need to learn to understand that receiving also means that the person giving to you is being embraced with love and acceptance. Okay. Mm-hmm. And years ago, I had the same experience. It was so hard. I felt almost guilty because I didn't believe that what I was doing was good enough. Louise, you're good enough. Actually, you're very good. And there's more coming, by the way. Your elevation and your practice right now is getting there as far as opportunity, but you yourself are evolving into an even stronger, capable healer as soon as you get past your worry, because you do have an issue with worry as well. In a big way. My co-author, Denise Merrick, wrote a book actually called Calm, For Women Who Worry. I suggest you buy that one.
I will look into that.
Very good. Yes, actually, you know, we actually do a radio show, vividlife.me, on Wednesday. So I would love to, you know, if you ever have a conversation going where worry is part of it, I think you definitely are on the right path. You just have to believe in yourself, okay?
That's great. Thank you so
very
much.
Very good. You're welcome, Louise.
Okay.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was interesting, definitely, because that really touched base with something I had gone through as well with charging for my services. I really had a hard time with that in the beginning, and like you say, it's about self-worth.
Absolutely. You know, and I think that once people go through the book, they get to that point where they finally know what worth means. A lot of people don't know that it's just a transference of energy. That's all we're doing. We're taking, we're giving, we're taking, we're giving. Now, I always say, I give without the motivation of receiving, and I receive with the motivation of giving. So that in every transference, there's a positive energy, and there's no way that I'm actually blocking myself from receiving more positive energy. So it's not just about money. It's about the experience. It's about the lesson. It's about the opportunity to grow forward.
Yes. Yes, I agree. Well, it was so great having you on, Sharon. Is there any other words of wisdom or anything you'd like to share with everyone? We have about 8 minutes left, so...
Some words of wisdom I definitely would like to share is with you as far as Michelle and the opportunity that you are giving people here on Blog Talk Radio. I really like the name of your show and the fact that you're looking at the shift that's occurring. This is a conscious shift that's occurring globally. And you are part of it, and I am part of it, and the listeners are part of it, and the callers, and everyone here. There's a lot of people that are finally waking up. We're not alone. We're not, you know, a small portion of the world any longer. We are a mass. And we now have an opportunity to communicate globally through your wonderful show. And thank you so much for doing this, because if more people like you get out here and do this kind of thing and spread this kind of word of truth, people are going to heal and we're going to have a better world. And that's what this is all about. It's creating an infinite possibility so that we all get to experience it together, because we all share everything together.
Yeah.
And, you know, you talked earlier about synchronicities. I believe in entanglement, and I believe that everything happens for the right reason, for the right moment in time. And right now, obviously, there's something we're doing that either is healing me, healing you, or healing somebody listening. And that is all this ever, for me, has to be about. Blog Talk Radio, my show, VividLife.me, and Vivid Life Radio, all of these opportunities are here because we, like you and I, both have the same intention, simple healing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's what I'm all about. I like to inspire others to live their best life. Really, that's my motto. That's what I'm all about. And I, you know,
good for you.
If I can do that, however I can do it, is that's what I live for.
So Michelle, when can I hear your show again?
I should say this. It's every Thursday at 7 p.m. Atlantic time on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to try to have a special guest on every week to talk about practical spirituality. So it's, you know, a down-to-earth show. We're not talking airy-fairy stuff. We're talking about real life and how we can incorporate the spiritual stuff into, you know, our day-to-day life. Because let's face it, who has the time to, you know, meditate all day and all those things? And really, it's not necessary. I mean, I know from my own experience, you know, meditation is great, but that's not the only way to find ourselves or be aware. So, yeah, that's what we'll be focusing on every week is bringing practical spirituality into your hands.
That's fantastic. You know, and I think that if we really look at that, what you're doing and what you just said, meditation is a wonderful tool, and it is a guiding path, but it's not the ultimate answer. And within every one person, there's a different way of thinking and experiencing a higher path to spirituality. Well, I'm so proud of you, and I think that your first show today was wonderful, And you're definitely a good host. I wish you all the best, and I bless this for you. And I ask that in all ways you are protected, and that every opportunity, week by week, just gets better and better and better. And that what you're doing and reaching out to the people that are listening is always something of a positive, healing nature. Thank you so much for having me on your show. It was such a divine experience today.
Thank you so much, Sharon. And we'll keep in touch, definitely. You're definitely
you.
Doing a great thing.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, to wrap this up, we have about 5 minutes left. I would like to talk about the next show. Next week's show, we're going to have New York City comedian Debbie Nigro. She is the founder of the First Wives Club and owner of stillababe.com. Now, this lady is, you know, she's got quite an impressive resume. She's, you know, done so much over the years. She has a musical on Broadway right now. She's just go, 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 and she's such a down-to-earth lady, really my cup of tea, because she's, you know, spiritual in the sense that, you know, she keeps it real and she keeps it, you know, just in your face. You know, it's a refreshing experience to talk to Debbie, definitely. So we'll have her on the show, and she's going to just talk about her own life and how her journey has led her to doing some really neat things. So I hope you've enjoyed the show. I know I have. I intended on having an intro, and I apologize to Marcus, who had a beautiful intro done for me, and it didn't play for some reason, and I'm not quite sure why, but definitely we'll play that next time, Marcus, for sure. It was beautiful, by the way. So it was fantastic, just absolutely fantastic. I love doing this, and I'll definitely continue this for a while because I really thoroughly enjoy it. So thank you everyone for listening in, and we'll join, or I guess you'll join us next week for another great episode of Surviving the Shift. Good night.